We are searching out little clandestine websites to pop these on for 2 days at a clip. And who's uploading them? Me.
Yeah.
We don't have a staff doing this.
No.
So, yeah, if you could, get in touch with us and, you know, hook us up. You'll get a lot of traffic. How you want to capitalize on it is your own business.
And that's the reason why you will not see the pictures today.
Yeah, yeah. They're not up today. Sorry. Sorry. What can I do? I'm moving them around like Anne Frank. These things, I swear to God.
All right. Well, we're just getting warmed up. If you got anything else to talk about, you can do it through the instant feedback. If you go to the WNEW website, click on our pictures, and you'll know where to go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Fax line all set and ready to go. A whole roll of paper in there to use up. So send us faxes, 212-957-WNEW. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Title track from Johnny Lang's latest CD, that's Wander This World. Johnny Lang playing March 10th, Hammerstein Ballroom. And all this weekend, you got chances to win tickets to see Johnny Lang and the Allman Brothers. That starts on Friday and goes all weekend for you. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And I'm just getting completely trashed here.
Well,
the
you
listeners
said it yesterday.
Are just killing me today.
You said it yesterday.
Ugh.
You had to say that the Playboy that you remember from your youth and you thought was really hot was the issue with Florida from Good Times in it. Now, I don't know. You said that inadvertently. You meant Thelma.
Yes, I
from
did.
From Good Times.
I believe I meant Thelma.
The hot daughter on the show. But you did say Florida.
And it was too late. It was like an avalanche. I couldn't even defend myself. I was destroyed. 20 people attacked me at one time.
Well, that's when you say Florida.
And I thought
Esther Roll.
James. And I thought it would end there, but the email, the faxes. Look, Lance from East Rockaway, New York. This just came in. After Opie's conquest of Florida, did he make the move on Shirley from What's Happening?
Shirley Hempel. Yeah.
Hi, hi, hi. Hey, Shirley.
Remember that show?
Yes, I remember.
Well, Opie thought Florida from Good Times was hot.
Well, you know, we're going to have to break out that tape from yesterday.
See how bad Opie just got slammed.
Yeah, if you didn't hear it yesterday, you got to... We'll do it like in the 5 o'clock hour today. I just got destroyed. Couldn't even defend myself.
No, it was bad.
It was
a bloodbath.
It was just ugly.
Yeah.
And you guys continue to call and send your instant feedback to just abuse me.
Well, the picture of Esther Roll is still hanging up here.
Yeah, I see it behind your left shoulder there.
Doing
Anthony.
Anything for you?
No, not really.
James! The late Esther Roll.
All right.
Sir.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, the downtown from Days of the New. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony. If you got something for the show, 212-757-1027. Hi, NEW.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is John from Tuckahoe.
John, what's up?
I wanted to pass something on to you and the listeners. You know stores like Costco, Price Club, Sam's Club, you know those big stores?
Sure. Yeah.
What you can do, even if you're perfectly healthy, they have little rascals for you to use, and it's meant for the old people, but, you know, there's no rules saying who can use them and who can't, so what I did was, I got online, got myself a little rascal, and I did all my shopping on a little rascal.
Just the little scooter? You scooted around the place?
You scooted all over the place. I mean, there's old people walking by faster than I'm riding, but still, I'm sitting on my ass. Doing all my shopping, filling up the cart, it's great. People help you out to your car, it's wonderful. You get the royal treatment, I'll tell you.
Were people looking at you like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
They look at me like I'm crazy because I had basketball sneakers on basketball shorts. I just played all day, my legs were tired. That's the only reason I was using it, you know?
Probably some old bag, can't even walk. You took the last little rascal.
You know, they're there for us to use. So I just wanted to pass it on to you guys if you guys are ever tired and, you know, have to do some shopping.
Oh, you must have gotten some strange looks, huh?
I did. People were cursing me, but hey, you know, that's what they're there for.
Get all your friends in there. Play some bumper cars on the little rascals.
See,
how fast you get
thinking.
Kicked out.
Good thought.
Yeah, that's
all right. Half hour, guys.
All right, man.
Later.
Bye.
A little rascal. You see those things now? As I'm driving in, I look on the sidewalk. Some of these people are moving in these things.
Big time.
Now they go real fast.
I think they've jacked them up or something.
They did. Turboed. And now they got a new one. It's like a motorized wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the commercials on TV. You could get mobility. Now, you don't have to sit in your chair. You could play with your grandkids. And they have a person, this old guy, doing 360s in this wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there. He's got this dopey smile on his face. And he's just... going around in circles.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it gets to the point, can we make a little pact here, maybe?
I believe I know what you're getting at. Sure.
If years from now, you come driving by my house, and maybe I'm out on the porch doing a few 360s on my little rascal.
Yeah.
Got the polyester pants pulled up to my nipples.
Yeah.
White socks, so the golf shirt.
Do you have the wraparound sunglasses on?
Big wraparound sunglasses.
Okay.
Liver spots that look like geographical maps. could you do me a little favor?
Sure. Anything for my pal.
Maybe a hammer over the head. Maybe a large caliber weapon.
How about a shotgun to the brainstem?
That's a good one.
Okay.
That'll be a good one.
All right.
Yeah, do that.
All right.
If it gets to that point where I'm just sitting there and on my little rascal.
As long as you do the same for me.
No problem.
I believe we can make that pack.
Actually, if you're driving by, you could probably get away with hitting me with the car and saying your accelerator's stuck. So that's the old people's gamut.
Because I'll be old too, yeah.
Yeah, they like using that one.
I could work that in.
My
day.
Accelerator stuck. Tragedy as DJ hits ex-partner from years ago with his car.
You know, we got to dig up a bit from the Opie and Anthony archives. When you, as old Bill, a character that we haven't had on the show lately. They call my name's Bill. Called one of these little rascal places to try to get a scooter.
I need a little rascal.
I think I can find that. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, the Dave Matthews Band. From the Live at Luther College CD, that's One Sweet World. Cool song, but I feel like I need a nap now.
Yeah.
I'm like really mellow. Trying to pick up the energy on the show, and that didn't help me out.
Not me either.
But I like the song, so you Matthews fans don't have to write and email us and stuff.
Relax. I think there's a sign of the impending apocalypse.
Why?
Is it true Johnny Rotten is doing VH1?
Yeah, he's doing the pre-Grammy stuff on VH1, starting at 6 o'clock tonight.
Not like matter, antimatter?
Pretty
Johnny
works.
Rotten, VH1.
Yeah.
Whoever thought? Remember VH1 was the one, like, you watched MTV.
Yeah.
Your parents watch VH1.
Well, now, like, VH1 has cooler videos than MTV.
Well, that's MTV just doesn't
have. But MTV just doesn't have videos anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, that old gag, but it's true. They play, what, 4 videos a day now?
Yeah. It's just weird when VH1 first came out, if you'd say, hey, you know,
I like VH1.
In 1999, Johnny Rotten is going to host the Grammys on VH1.
Kind of shows that he's kind of a phony in the 90s.
Yeah.
He's going with the establishment and all that.
How old can you live that punk attitude? How long could that last, you know?
Yeah.
After a while, it's like, well, what am I doing?
Well, maybe he'll punch someone in the face. Maybe
that'd be interesting.
Maybe he'll just, like, punch Sheryl Crow right in her
oh my God.
Face or something.
Could you imagine that one?
That's the type of TV I want to see, though. I think that'd be hysterical.
You whore! Bloody twit!
Yeah. All right, I found the bit.
You did.
It wasn't an easy find, but we got on the subject of Little Rascals,
because mm-hmm.
that guy called and said that you could go to these main department chain stores and you could ask them for a Little Rascal and tell them you have some, like, you know, a sprained ankle or something,
yeah.
And they have to give you a Little Rascal.
Anyone could get a Little Rascal, and you could scoot around on it in, like, the Price Club. Yeah.
He said he had himself a ball shopping with his Little Rascal.
I see him in the supermarket sometimes, just sitting there with a big basket, and I'm thinking, yeah, I could do that. Jump right on there.
I wouldn't be able to deal with the looks, because you know everyone would look at you.
Yeah, because you got to look, because if you see somebody old in there, or someone with a broken leg or something, then you know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
But you see somebody in there, you're like, well, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I wonder what that problem is. You know, he needs the Little Rascal.
I don't want to go there.
No.
But I found the bit from the Opie and Anthony archives. They call my name's Bill, who hasn't made a visit into the studio in a while.
No, it's been some time, yes.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Blue on Black from his CD, Trouble Is. It's Opie and Anthony. We're pretty much getting psyched for tonight. Tonight's the night, huh?
Caroline's.
We're going to be at Caroline's hosting the show. Stephen Lynch is there. He's going to do just about everything you've heard on our show in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
He's becoming quite a celebrity in this town.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get him on the show while we can because you know what happens.
He'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
You know, I saw on... what was I watching? Oh, this morning, Rosie. She had, like, this behind-the-scenes thing at the Grammys that she's hosting. And they went into the Goo Goo Dolls trailer.
I saw that.
And they're just like, yeah, you know, cool. We remember those guys, and we even said, Yeah, you guys, you're going to get all famous and never come on the show anymore. Because they were, like, really cool. Used to come on the show.
We had them on about three or four times.
Yeah.
And the last time they were on, they really just started getting attitudes.
Yeah.
About the whole music industry and stuff. And they just started feeling like they're, you know, stars now.
Yeah.
Rock and roll stars.
And that was the last we saw of them.
And that was it. We let them go.
Yeah. Goodbye.
But before that, when not many stations were playing their stuff, we were really into them. You know, they came on a lot and...
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just moved on to bigger and better things.
Used us as a little stepping stone, a little slate to just step on.
It's always weird when you see them on TV now. It's like, oh yeah, those guys. Yeah. Remember how cool they were? They would do anything for us. We had them play three or four songs on our show. It was like, whatever you guys want, man. You know, you guys are playing our record, blah blah blah. And then every other station in America started playing their record. And then it was like, Opie and Anthony, who? What?
What?
Who are you guys? What?
Yeah,
I kind of remember you guys.
More dopey DJs to talk to.
Yeah. Oh, well. But Stephen Lynch tonight, Caroline, 7:30 show.
Catch him before he becomes a snob.
Yeah, catch him before he blows us off. He'll be in that list of people that blow it. No, I don't think so.
Nah,
Stephen's a good friend of the show. I don't think there's many tickets available. I heard it's pretty much sold out. Pretty much.
Give it a try.
You might want to give Caroline's a call right now if you're looking to join us tonight at 7:30, okay? Phone number, 212-956-0101 for Caroline's and Stephen Lynch tonight. We can't wait for that.
Yeah.
One of the faithful listeners sent in some something kind of cool. You know, most of the stuff you get in email, you know, mail to you is kind of crap. You know, the urban legends, why...
In retrospect, lighting the match was a bad idea.
We've all gotten that one.
We've all gotten that one.
Why men are like dogs.
Why cucumbers are better than men.
All that stuff.
The stuff all the other jocks read.
But every once in a while, you get one through your email that's kind of interesting, and this one's kind of interesting. It's a whole thing on stuff that should make you feel... old.
Yeah, it puts things in a little bit of perspective.
All right. For example, the people who started college this year, guys, they were born in 1981. 1981. I was in high school, man.
Oh.
Doesn't that make you feel old, though?
Definitely.
Just hearing that? They have no meaningful recollection of the Reagan era.
Neither do I. So what's so big about that?
All the kids that are in college now and they were born in 1981.
Yeah.
Black Monday 1987 is as significant to them as the Great Depression. Remember how scary that day was when the stock market crashed back in 87?
Yeah, nothing. Doesn't mean anything.
There has only been one pope to all the college kids that were born in 1981. They were 11 when the Soviet Union broke apart and do not remember the Cold War.
That was fun, yeah, little bastards. You don't remember getting under the desk for the air raid drill? Underneath the nuke-proof desk that the teachers...
tuck and cover.
Had us remember that? Beep! The air raid alarm would go off.
Yeah.
And we'd have to get underneath the desk.
Under the desk, like that's going to help us.
Oh, yeah. Screw the bunkers and everything. We got the desk. See, there's enough lead from the pencil shavings to protect you in case of nuclear blast.
They're too young to remember the space shuttle blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
College kids that were born in 1981. I think that's our, you know, you remember exactly where you were when you heard about the space shuttle exploding.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, that and the Kennedy assassination. I was too young for that. I was barely born.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, yeah, I remember exactly. I was in college and going to a radio show.
Yeah.
A little college radio show. The college kids that were born in 1981, their lifetime has always included AIDS. Oh, I feel sorry for you guys. Remember those days, Ant?
Oh, my God.
You didn't worry about AIDS. You didn't worry about anything.
It was herpes. When I was in school, like, if you got VD, you know, you got, like, syphilis or gonorrhea, it was embarrassing, but you just had to go to the doc and get a shot.
Get a little penicillin.
Yeah, it was curable. But then it was like, oh, man, you don't go out with her. She's got the herp.
Yeah.
She's got the herp, man.
Got the herp.
Yeah, and then AIDS just came along, and it was
AIDS
that
was just so scary.
Cease any sexual activity.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
We're all waiting for a cure. The college kids that were born in 1981, Atari predates them, as do vinyl albums.
Atari.
They don't remember Atari? That was it, man. Screw the PlayStation. Atari was it.
Great graphics.
They have never owned a record player. they have likely never played Pac-Man and have never heard of Pong.
Well, that's not a big loss.
Yeah, I guess. It was exciting for us, though, when we were growing up.
I remember that. They gave away a Pong game on Wonderama. And I thought, wow, that's the best. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get to the end of the snake can game and pull out the flowers. Bob McAllister gives you a Pong game. Damn, this rocks. Why can't it be me?
Yeah. It was just cool to know that you could play video games on your TV.
Yeah.
That was kind of exciting. College kids that were born in 1981, Star Wars looks very fake to them, and the special effects are pathetic.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think they're that bad.
I saw Star Wars recently. It's dated.
Well, you can see some of the effects are bad, like the blue screen photography. It's pretty blocky looking.
Well,
yeah, okay.
How about E.T.? Remember, we're like, wow, man, the guy's riding the bike in the sky.
But yeah, it's pretty bad.
Rent that again, and you can tell it's just like a road.
Yeah,
It's really stiff.
Pretty bad.
But back then, we didn't know any better.
Well, look, what is he going to do? Graphics on an Atari?
True.
You know, it wouldn't have worked.
No. They may have heard of an 8-track, but chances are they probably never have actually seen or heard one.
Mm.
That 8-track technology was a joke.
Yeah, pretty bad.
They couldn't figure it out where, you know, the song would stop in the middle of a track and you'd have to start the next track to get the second half of the Yes song.
Well, that's how my Lynyrd Skynyrd 8-track went, you know. You begin through Free Bird and they're jamming and... like a skip.
Yeah. College kids born in 1981. The compact disc was introduced when they were 1 year old.
Mm.
Wow. They have always had answer machines. Most have never seen a TV set with only 13 channels, nor have they seen a black and white TV for the most part.
Huh.
Remember the 13-channel TV? No cable.
That was all you had. Yeah, and your mom would yell at you when you spun the wheel around, when you spun the dial around.
You gotta break it! Well, we had the needle nose pliers because our dial popped off.
Vice grips,
or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And remember just what a drag it was to get up to change the channel.
Well, that's another one. They can't fathom not having a remote control.
Right.
We had a remote control back then. It was her name was Dawn, our little sister. Give her a little rap in the back of the head. Psh, channel 11.
My little brothers, Brett and Quinn, same thing. Get up and change the channel.
You're closer.
Yeah.
Screw you.
College kids born in 1981, there have always been VCRs for them, but they have no idea what Beta is. Remember the big Beta and VHS war?
The Sony Betamax. Yeah, the little tape. Where'd that go?
They were born the year that the Walkman was introduced by Sony. Roller skating has always meant inline skating for them.
Mm.
The Tonight Show has always been with Jay Leno.
Oof.
They have no idea when or why Jordache jeans were cool.
Remember that whole thing when designer jeans came out? Like, it made a whole split in school. Who was like the guys that were just still wearing the regular jeans,
mm-hmm.
and then the fags wearing the Jordache? You designer jean fag!
You never had designer jeans?
No!
I had a pair.
Well, those are you Harborfields fags.
Well, I think...
Us at John Glenn, we wore the jeans.
No, I think...
That's why we came over there and kicked your greaser Harborfields asses.
Come on, I think everyone had one pair of designer jeans if you're our age.
Anyone in John Glenn walked around with designer jeans, we gave them a little rap in the head. Got to wear just your jeans, your army jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. College kids born in the year 1981. Popcorn has always been cooked in a microwave.
Mm.
Never cooking it on the stove.
Jiffy Pop, yeah. You'd have to keep it moving or it would just turn into a black mess.
We were too poor for Jiffy Pop.
It would blow up like the big, like tinfoil...
Yeah.
Asshead alien from Star Trek.
Yeah. We were too poor for Jiffy Pop, though. We put a little oil in the
bottle. Oh, no.
Yeah,
stop.
We did that. In the
I hate your poor stories.
That's true, though. We put a little oil in the bottom of the pot.
Really?
Put the popcorn kernels in there, put the cover on, and it would go to town. Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
A lot of them got burnt.
Of course they did. You're eating...
The college kids born in 1981, they have never seen Larry Bird play, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a football player. That's pretty funny. The Vietnam War is ancient history to them, as all the other wars. They can't imagine what hard contact lenses are. They don't know who Mork was or when he was from, or where he was from, excuse
Mork,
me.
Mork, I'm from Mork.
He's going to be on Comedy Central tonight, one of his early performances. I'm gonna watch it just to see how unfunny Robin Williams has always been as a stand-up.
Yeah.
He's so quick-witted and funny, but he's not saying anything.
And because of him, everyone started wearing the rainbow suspenders.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. With the designer jeans.
Shut up,
we beat
man.
Them up. Is that another Harborfield thing?
They never heard the terms, where's the beef? I'd walk a mile for a camel. Or the plane.
Mm.
College kids born in 1981. Just a couple more here. They do not care who shot JR and have no idea who JR is. The Titanic was found. I thought we always knew where it was. Michael Jackson has always been white. There's always been MTV to the college kids born in 1981. And finally, Kansas, Chicago, Boston, America, and Alabama are places, not groups.
Mm.
So not a bad email sent into the Opie and Anthony show. Thanks for that. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. Creed from their debut CD, My Own Prison. That's one. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Thanks.
And a lot of people like the They Call My Name's Bill phone call we had about 45 minutes ago.
Yes.
On the radio. Talking about the Little Rascals a little bit today. And I don't know, we have an idea.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of throwing it around.
We want to have a Little Rascal race.
Yeah, like, you know, we'll get 10 of them, right? We'll and qualify some listeners.
Right.
To participate.
Mm-hmm.
And have a race.
Yeah, maybe we could get like a high school track or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be a quarter mile.
Yeah.
At least. Or maybe have them go around twice.
Oh, of course. They got to go around twice. You need two laps.
How long would that race take on a Little Rascal? Quarter mile.
Quarter mile? 5 miles an hour?
Do the math. Yeah.
Do the math, Opie. I don't know. 10.
It would take forever.
Yeah, a long time.
But we want to qualify some people, maybe in the early spring. We're serious. We got to get marketing on this.
Yeah.
We'll do a live broadcast.
From the we would come up with some dopey name for it.
Mm-hmm. We'll have everyone wear Depends.
With numbers on them.
With numbers on them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to wear like black socks pulled up to your knees.
That'd be great.
Okay, it would take about 3 to 4 minutes per lap for a quarter mile.
3 to 4 minutes.
That's it? Well, then we got to have like a few laps.
Yeah, it's got to be a mile race then.
It's got to be long just in case people want to draft, right. You know, get in behind them.
We could have like the Little Rascal Olympics. Get a bunch of events.
Little Rascal Demo Derby. Someone will end up breaking their legs. No, we'll do a race. I like the race.
We could do that in honor of the Indy 500. When is that, in May?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll tie it in with the Indy 500. We'll have our own race.
Yeah, I think it's Memorial Day weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe the week before or something, we'll all go to a high school track and have a race.
You guys could be the Malachi brothers.
Have everyone wear the wraparound sunglasses and stuff.
I want to be in the race, so I have to wear the same thing.
Yeah, that's
fine. Yeah, I definitely want to race.
I want in on the race. Hi, yeah. NEW.
Hi, yeah, this is John from Tucker. I called in earlier about the Little Rascal in the store, remember?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Yeah, if you guys are talking about having a race, given my experience racing around the stores, I think that I should be a shoo-in at least to compete in the race. What do you say, guys?
Well, hold on the line. We'll definitely have you as one of the racers because you got us going on this subject today.
Great. I have a DOT-approved helmet as well, so I can wear that.
Oh, great. What do you think? It's a good idea?
Definitely. Definitely a good idea. I'll get sponsors out there. I'll serve refreshments, too. I can help you guys organize it.
Yeah, everyone will have their own little pit crew
just in
case anything goes wrong,
definitely.
You know? You might blow a tire.
What?
We have to have some paramedics on hand.
Oh, of course, just in case one of these things hits the wall and bursts into flames.
You know, we're driving a
yes, of course.
Sounds good, guys. I just want to be in, you know?
All right, hold on the line.
All right, great.
We'll make this happen for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it'll be our own little Indy 500.
We like goofy ideas. We could go with that. What's up, bro?
You know what? On the as part of, like, your first pit stop, you got to do a Depend change.
Yeah. Your pit crew has to do a diaper change on you.
Diaper change.
Ah, damn, it's really shaping up. My life is.
If we get big enough prizes, we'll get people to do this.
Yeah.
You know, if we get a trip or something, why not?
We'll come up with great prizes for this, yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Something to look forward to in the coming months as spring comes upon us here.
Come up with a dopey name for it.
Yeah.
The Indy 500. Great.
All right, good.
We're working on it.
Well, they found that guy guilty in Texas. Boy, what a surprise. Do they even need to do that trial?
Oh, my God. I gotta say something about USA Today, though. They gotta fix their paper.
What do you mean?
Well, you look at the front page of USA Today. The main headline is Guilty Verdict in Dragging Death.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the picture underneath it.
It's Mark McGuire's
picture. Mark McGuire.
Smiling.
Who knew?
I didn't know Mark McGuire did this. I mean, you look real quick. It's like, Guilty Verdict in Dragging Death, Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire.
Subliminally, it draws the two together.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be upset if I was Mark.
Now, they're going to have an argument on whether or not this guy deserves the death penalty, Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
where's the argument?
Well, let me tell you something, though. I am all for the death penalty.
Uh-huh.
I think we should give him life in prison.
Life in prison.
Could you imagine what type of hell that would be for these guys?
I want to know what this guy's ordinary day in his life in prison is going to be. Let's see. All right, you wake up. All right, you maybe have a little breakfast. Mm-hmm. Your cell door opens.
And you got Bubba's fist up your ass.
Well, yeah.
Why beat around the bush? I'm sorry.
I'm sure every ding-dong day in this guy's life in prison is going to involve something in his rectum.
Yes.
Every day.
Why the hell beat around the bush? That's exactly what should happen. Screw putting him to death. I think you give him life in prison.
Oof.
That's a much worse punishment.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because, I mean, come on. What's a good way? Hey, what are you in for? Well, you might have heard the story. And then all of a sudden, the whole rest of your life
mm-hmm.
is things entering your butt.
Yes.
On a regular basis. You are queen of the weight room prom.
Well, honestly, they should just put him behind a truck and drag him to his death. But
yeah, that we don't do things that way.
Oh, yeah, we're too PC in this country.
Yes.
Forgot.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Yeah. Sure. Well, you know what? The prisons are pretty rough. This guy's obviously going to have to hook up now with the white supremacy groups in prison for his own protection. And there's a whole thing going on in the joint, as we like to call it, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
The joint, the big house. A lot of factions, and this guy obviously is just going to hook in with one of them, and they'll protect him, and that's that.
Ugh. Hey, Ralph.
So I think the death penalty will be better.
Ralph Dottore has entered. Hey,
what are you doing, Ralph?
Well, you know, the Reverend Jesse Jackson agrees with Opie.
Really, life?
Really?
He says he hopes King and his alleged accomplices are spared the death penalty.
Why?
Quote, I hope he receives life without parole, Jackson said. If these three men saw killing as a solution in their sick state, then we in our sober state and sane state must know killing is not a solution.
Well, he didn't say that.
He's quoted as saying that.
It doesn't rhyme. It can't be his, can't be his quote. There wasn't one rhyme in it. No hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock at the end of it or anything?
It's Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, I know. He rhymes all the time.
He rhymes just like the Reverend Al. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW with the band Eve 6 and Inside Out. Golden Earring before that, Twilight Zone. It's Opie and Anthony. And Anthony, I don't think the faithful listeners want to hear that bit again.
I know people have called and emailed and said they missed what happened yesterday.
As far as
your little relationship with Florida Evans,
well,
Esther Roll.
All right, so we got a couple hundred instant emails about it and faxes, but I just don't think anyone wants to hear it again.
Oh, sure,
Anthony.
Yeah, because it's you.
What?
You know, when when I said that I had at some point had sex in a broom closet of a church.
Yeah. With the priest?
No, not with the priest.
Well, that's what I heard and the faithful listeners heard.
Yeah,
at the
well,
time.
No,
that was
no.
A couple
no.
months back.
No, I said with a young lady many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Opie turns it into a priest. And you pounded this.
Right.
Relentlessly.
Well, the listeners were on your case, too, because they heard what I heard.
No, they didn't hear anything because there was no tape of me saying it was a priest.
I don't know.
I have a tape of you saying you looked at the issue of Playboy with Florida Evans in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was hot.
Yeah. I meant to say Thelma.
I don't care
but
what you meant. La,
but,
la, la,
you
la.
You didn't give me a chance.
What? I am not listening to you. La, 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 la. Whatever you want to say, you said, yeah, I got the Playboy with Florida. And you took some major abuse for it, and people missed it. And I think...
No, I honestly don't think the listeners want to hear this.
Oh, I believe the listeners want to hear the tape. I believe.
Guys, girls, for the love of God, turn on the fan for the next 10 minutes.
Let's go to the tape. I want to hear where Opie says Florida was beautiful and perfect.
Come on, I took a beating yesterday.
And some people didn't hear it. I think you should put it out there again. Yeah. Let her rip.
Fine.
I want to hear this.
All right, we were talking. Come on.
Right, Stephen Lynch was in. Yeah. Old Dirty, one of our pals from the hood, came in.
Yeah.
We were just hanging, sitting here, and Opie spilled the beans.
Well, I was trying to say that I stole the Playboy issue with Thelma in it. Thelma from Good Times. It's circa 1976, I believe.
I'm not answering any more phone calls today.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York with Everlast. What it's like from Whitey Ford sings the blues. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, man.
Just checking the instant feedback here. Just go to the WNEW website, click on our pictures, and there's a section there in our section of the website where you can send off email right to us here in the studio. And pretty much every other one is abusing me about Florida from Good Times. But after you get through all that, Mike Sullivan in Middletown, New Jersey writes, I was wondering if you could do me a favor and make fun of that awful show on MTV, Fanatic. It's just awful. Mike must be a new listener to the radio program.
We have touched on this subject before, Fanatic. Did you see they had actually the making of a Fanatic episode on MTV? I was watching the other day. I was sucked in like an infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
How you sit there and then 20 minutes go by and you're like, what am I doing? What am I watching? It was the most boring show. It's enough with the behind the scenes thing on MTV.
It was cool at first, but now it's stupid.
Yeah.
They could be showing videos instead of showing the behind the scenes stuff.
They did a whole behind the scenes on, they had like five people they narrowed down to meet Brandy. Who wants to meet Brandy? The biggest Brandy fan.
The biggest psycho gets to meet Brandy.
That's what it came down to. So they had the girls, a few of the girls that wanted to meet Brandy, and you know, one was the mother died, and she always told her mother she wanted to meet Brandy, so now the mother's looking down from heaven. She had that ploy.
Wow.
Then there was the white girl ploy. Like the one white kid wanted to meet Brandy, so that was kind of a novelty. And then there was a few guys. And I use that term loosely. They were just like,
well, I'm also a singer and a dancer. And I'm really interested in meeting Brandy because she is such an influence on me.
I was screaming.
Yeah.
I was roaring. These guys like, wow. And then they like were singing and dancing on MTV. It's like MTV. I remember watching MTV back in the early 80s. It was rock. It was happening. And now I got this guy, you know, singing songs.
Yeah. They should change the name of the show from Fanatic to Psychotic.
Psycho. Psychopath.
Psychopath.
Yeah, they bring them.
I mean, I you know, there's people I really look up to and really are into, but yeah. I wouldn't write a letter and want to meet them and stuff. If it just so happens I get to meet some of these people I admire, then cool.
Oh, it always ends up too with this touching moment where they just. Can I tell you, you got me through a moment in my life, a time that was so difficult, and they're like hugging him and touching. And you know the celebrity is just like, what time is it? God, I got, what it, I'm going to kill my agent. How did they book me on this?
Yeah.
When I was in school, I was fat, and I got laughed at a lot, but your music got me through. Lunatic.
Well, the best Fanatic, we might as well do it again.
Of course. The Hanson one.
The Hanson. Now, you're thinking, okay, some fan gets to meet Hanson. You're thinking a 14-year-old girl.
Girl is going to just be the biggest fan
to
meet Hanson. It's going to be hysterical.
So,
right?
So I'm sitting on my couch going, all right, for a goof, I'll watch this. 14-year-old just losing it over Hanson. Turns out, who wanted to meet Hanson, Anthony?
A guy in high school. Wasn't it a high school?
High
guy?
School, yeah. He was a senior in high school.
Well, Hanson helped me through a very difficult time. Whenever I heard Mbop, it just I was uplifted. I was like floating, like I was flying, like a fairy. I was flying through the air when I heard Mbop.
But yeah, that was a little weird.
And he enjoyed their lyrics and thought their lyrics were deep.
Deep, meaningful. Loves all of them. And
and the only one that cared about this guy meeting him was Franken Hanson.
Franken Hanson, of course.
Because Franken Hanson needs all the friends he can get.
The older Hanson brother that wasn't blessed with the Hanson chick looks.
No.
Om-bop, Lily. Grandpa. Om-bop, Grandpa.
So Frank and Hansen's talking to the guy. Like,
yeah.
And acting like he really cares. And the other two kids are rolling their eyes like, well, great. All these teenage girls want to do us. Our parents are on tour with us. And who do we get to meet us? An 18-year-old gay guy.
Yeah, Fanatic could have brought in some, you know, a little chick drooling over Hansen. And you get like,
you know, where's the love? When I hear where's the love, you know, it makes the world go round and round, just like Hansen says. Where's the love? Give it up. Makes the world go round. See, I'm tearing up. Frank and Hansen hugged me.
Yeah, he got all emotional.
Yeah,
he was all tearing up.
I have my scrapbook, my Hansen scrapbook.
Now, how do you go back to high school after that? After everyone has seen you meet Hansen on MTV's Fanatic.
I don't suit of armor.
Pretty much. Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey.
There's a good one where I was flipping around, and they had Stone Cold on.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It was like, he was trying not to laugh in the kid's face.
I know. The kid comes walking in, he's got his head shaved. He wants to be like Stone Cold. Like, he's adopting this whole Stone Cold persona.
I got fired over the phone, too, man.
Yeah, yeah. Stone Cold. Well, that's like just like my tragedy that I lived through in my life. Hey, what do you say? I kick your ass. Yeah, the guy would have loved Stone Cold to kick his ass.
Oh, it was
I'm going to drop you now. Give you the stunner.
Yeah, the show's absolutely ridiculous, but I do tune it in because it's so sad, you know?
You see how pathetic these people really are. Yeah.
And the fan always has to try to figure out how he relates to the celebrity, like Anthony said earlier.
Yeah, they always get you through a difficult time. Like if there's some fat, what's a fat celebrity that they would have on the show?
No.
You know, and then the person's kind of fat, and they're just, you get me through. You know, us people who are large.
Help you know, me deal with my situation.
Yes, you've helped me. It's so hard to be a big person. Fat.
All right, buddy.
Hey, guys, got a great show.
Hey, thank you. We're having
care.
Fun. All right. That's cool. Well, there you go. There's a Fanatic commentary.
Mike, did we make fun of it enough?
You know, it's like
just the goof central. What do you need?
You know, the only show that worth watching on MTV is the Tom Green Show.
Yeah,
we got to get Tom Green on our radio show. Cause
yes.
I'm a big fan of his damn little TV show on MTV.
I saw the one where he...
You saw the udder finally?
No, not the udder.
Damn.
I know. I can't find the one where he's filleting the udder.
You haven't seen that yet?
No. I want to see that one. But I saw the one where he brought all the animals into his parents' house.
That was damn funny.
As a he put a petting zoo in his parents' house, and they were peeing all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
Did you see that whole episode when he was doing the intercom stuff, too?
Yeah.
In the stores?
That was very funny.
Yeah.
It's an innovative, original,
his show's
funny.
Like hit or miss. Some of the bits are kind of dumb and stupid. Kind of like our radio show. But
yeah, exactly.
And then other times, you know, it hits the mark. It makes me laugh really, really hard, that show.
When you're swinging for the fence, you miss a lot.
I mean, Real World, Real World, and Road Rules. I don't know.
Real World, I lost interest after San Francisco. I lost interest after Pedro and Pac. I saw you, Pac. You put your finger, you pick your sketch, then you put your finger in the peanut butter, and you eat it, Buck. I saw that. I could not live in this environment. I have a boyfriend. We're in love.
He's cute.
He's cute. We're getting married. We're in a relationship. No, those were the days.
That was the best with Puck.
Big capital letters, F-U-N. That's what Puck's all about.
Now
I'm on 6. You don't want to see me on 8.
Well, Puck's in jail until May.
Yeah, he was battering his
we broke that story
girlfriend
a few weeks ago. But
what a jerk he turned out to be.
Yeah.
He was on 11 that day?
Yeah, he was on 11.
He was 11 and beat up his girl.
Beating up his girlfriend.
That's just
what a man.
All right, there you go.
MTV.
MTV, Tom Green Show, everything else sucks.
There you go, Mike Sullivan.
Including Jesse.
Is he even on anymore?
Did they finally blow off Jesse?
Did they? I don't know. I because anytime he even comes on the screen on MTV, I have to change it. Wow, this is like the coolest thing. Isn't that band just great? Wow, like you're the best guy to be. He's like is he a retard? Is that what he's supposed to be?
Pretty much.
Wow, you Aerosmith, it's just a great escape. Shut up.
It was cute for like 5 minutes, you know?
But you gave it 5 minutes?
Top.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, all right. But
I was like, whoa, this is not right. And I thought the gag was over.
Yeah.
But then months later, he's at his appearances, and they're treating him. We saw him a couple of times, and they treat him with kid gloves. All right, Jesse, great take. We're going to do it again. A little more enthusiasm. Okay, now this is great. I saw Metallica, and this guy's like, Rick, and someone have a gun? Gun, please.
I thought they were going to have a live sacrifice on MTV. That was the whole deal.
That would be fun. Now, there's a promotion. Beat the crap out of Jesse.
Jesse, you see
get
him on
to
the
come
street,
in.
Punch him in the head.
Hey, would you like to participate and beat the crap out of Jesse? yeah. Oh, God. Are you hurting me? Now, that would be fun. Jesse. Enough. Rather have the old VJs than Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, no comment.
JJJ.
Yeah, JJ.
Mark Goodman.
JJ rocked. All right. What do we got on the phone line? It's Tom Green episode where he plays with... What?
Wow.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yo. Hey, you're on the air.
What's up, buddy?
I was talking about a Tom Green show before.
Yeah.
You see it this weekend with the kids playing soccer?
No.
He was running around the soccer field, and he had a boombox in his hand playing Spanish music. and it was a kid's soccer game, and he kept kicking the ball away from the kids. And the parents were chasing him around the field, and the mother on the side on the sideline saying, you know, there shouldn't be any morons on the field. And he's saying, you know what? You really shouldn't call the refs morons unless you know them. And the end of it was one of the refs was holding the ball under his arm. And he walks up to him to pretend to shake his hand. And as the ref goes to shake his hand, he hits the ball out of his arm. And then scores on this little girl in the goal. And he starts, has his hands up in the air, and starts running around.
He's hysterical. Yeah, very funny stuff. I got to give the guy props, man.
It's original,
hey,
man.
Did you see the udder? The cow.
No, I never
thing?
Saw the other one. The other one with the gay porno star. Did you see that?
That
one?
Was very funny. Yes.
That was just a classic. That and the urination in the pickle jar.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, MTV plays everything to death, so I'm sure you'll see all these episodes if you just tune in MTV. But you got to see the cow udder thing. The most shocking thing I've ever seen on TV. It looks like the guy was giving oral to a
thingy.
A thingy. But it was a cow udder.
You guys got to get Tom Green on the show and then have him do something about Jesse on the Tom Green show.
Well, what do you mean? I like Tom Green. He's a good guy. I'm retired.
Well, we got to call into MTV. We're trying to get Tom Green on our show, so we'll see what happens.
Let's
book Jesse, too. We'll book him under the guise that we just want to talk to him because we're really fans, and then we'll just pummel him.
Then we'll beat him up live on our show.
We'll tie him up and beat him.
No, the blanket party like they did in, what was that, Full Metal Jacket, where you hold the guy on the bed and beat him with the bars and soap
and towels. Yeah, I'll do that.
That's cool.
Ow!
I gotta
wait. Ow, you're hurting me.
All right, man.
Hey, have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye.
We gotta take a quick break. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW, the Goo Goo Dolls, and Dizzy from Dizzy Up the Girl. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
What now?
Yeah, I love our listeners, man.
What now?
Love them.
What?
Well, someone called up and gave me a website you might like.
Yeah, great. Why didn't you tell me this before?
Fetishes, Opie, that are beyond.
I would take a look just for the hell of it, but I wouldn't pay to see this.
No.
Paid.
Whatever.
Well, there's a couple pictures you could see for free.
All right.
Pretty rude. Well, thanks for that website. Anthony, everyone talking about the mayor's new law.
Yes.
Taking away your car if you're caught drinking and driving. Now Nassau County has jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, well, it's a very popular issue, Opie. It's very popular. It's something the politicians can jump on. And a majority of the people out there will say, yeah, this is a great idea. And it looks good when they run for re-election. But when you think about it, no matter how good it sounds, it's the government taking away your personal property.
Yeah, that's scary.
They could take away your right. They could take away your license, which is your right to drive legally.
It's a privilege.
Right. It's a privilege, right. But your property that you bought and paid for the government to confiscate it, take it away, is just
another step
toward
to
communism.
Communist,
without a doubt,
government that we are turning into
slowly but surely,
where every day having more freedoms taken away. Mm-hmm. What you say gets you in trouble more than it used to.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're little babies, things that don't seem like a big problem on the outset. You just look at it and it doesn't seem big. Yeah, sure, take away the cars of people driving drunk, but that's just a piece. Then they want something else. And then maybe you commit some type of crime in your house, and your house can be confiscated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say that, Anthony, that
that's
sounds
silly.
Ridiculous.
That's silly, Anthony. Come on.
Why is that so silly? It could be the a few progressions up.
If you told me a few years back that they were thinking about taking your car away if you were drinking and driving, I'd say, no way is that possible.
And it's not like, you know, we'll take your car for a couple of months, and then we give it back to you. No, they take it, they sell it, and they pocket the cash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is ridiculous. We're having more personal freedoms taken away every day. Don't be so happy, smiling, jumping for joy when you hear these things. Because look a little deeper, and you'll see that it just comes down to more personal freedoms being taken away.
There you go.
Thank you.
Well, with that said, time to make a quick left turn here because, wow, that was a little too serious for the setup to this bit, but we could do it. Mayor Anthony, yes. Anthony started yesterday.
Ah, thank you. Yes, yes.
We're getting Mayor Anthony calls coming in. But that was done in this town already. We don't want to be known as imitators now, do we?
Oh, no.
God forbid. God forbid we try to do something original on our show.
Perish that thought.
All right. Anyway, so yesterday we had an exclusive interview, Anthony,
mm-hmm.
with one of the guys, one of the first five guys that got his car taken away because he was drinking and driving.
I saw their pictures and names in the paper, but I don't remember this guy being in the paper. But
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Collective Soul and Heavy, off their latest CD, Dosage. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony. I guess we got a...
I am Zamfir, master of the pan flute. Well, if we haven't heard that enough, you'll get to hear it a little more. The Grammys tonight.
Is Celine going to sing that stupid song tonight?
I don't know if she's singing it, but how is that still eligible for a Grammy? Please? Hello? Was the movie out, what, 80 years ago? And we got to see her get up on stage, punch her chest with the smuggled yo-yo in her pants. It's like, Celine, if you're only going to weigh 75 pounds, could you wear something baggier? She wears the tight stretch pants. She's got a Dunkin' butterfly down there. Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, I cry every time I hear Ooh. Hit a bad note there, Opie.
Is this true? One of the groups here, does Kenny G has an instrumental of that song that's up for a Grammy?
Oh, thank God.
My Heart Will Go On, instrumental by Kenny G.
That sounds different, though. That sounds like this. Come on. What's Kenny G going to do with it? Play that stupid-looking horn? To that, we've had enough with the My Heart Will Go On.
The Grammys. There's no bands in here that I even listen to.
Well, Metallica.
Well, Metallica made it, right. Best Hard Rock Performance, Psycho Circus, The Dope Show. That's got to
win. We're all stars now in The Dope Show.
I would have to go with Marilyn Manson.
Manson rocks.
That's a great CD, by the way. Fueled by Metallica, Jimmy Page, and Plant doing Most High, and Do the Evolution by Pearl Jam.
And of course, Best Metal Performance, Metallica. I wonder.
Remember the year?
Wonder why Jethro Tull wasn't nominated. That, those old crows down at the Grammys, man. Best metal performer, that Jethro Tull gentleman. Why don't we? What a debacle that was.
You know, I got to go with best metal performance. I got to go with No Shelter by Rage Against the Machine.
You think so?
I got to go over. Yeah, I love Metallica. Better Than You is a good song, but No Shelter is an unbelievable song. I never heard of Nashville Pussy.
Wait a minute.
And best metal performance.
Wait a minute. Where are you looking?
Best metal performance, a band called Nashville Pussy.
Come on. No way.
And their song is Fried Chicken and Coffee.
I'm looking for that. Oh. I don't see it anywhere.
Rammstein, though, in best metal performance with Du Hast.
Nashville Pussy.
Du Hast, man. Yeah, Nashville Pussy.
Wow. You sure you're not talking about the Dixie Chicks?
No, that's on the.
No. I thought it was another name for the Dixie Chicks. Oh, okay, I got it now. What are they under?
Best metal performance.
Wow, I've never heard of that. So interesting.
Best rock performance by a duo or group with vocal. Aerosmith, Pink, great song. The Way by Fastball. Celebrity Skin by Hole. Bittersweet Symphony. And Heroes by the Wallflowers. It's got to be the Verb, Bittersweet Symphony. Unfortunately, I would hope it would be Aerosmith for Pink, but
yeah.
I don't think we're going to get our wish on that.
Album of the year, Opie?
Best album of the year?
Yeah, we're looking at Globe Sessions, Sheryl Crow, Version 2.0, Garbage, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Ray of Light, Madonna, and Come On Over, Shania.
It's going to be Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, Lauryn Hill wins that.
By the way, I would like to expose Lauren's upper lip. If you look at Lauryn Hill's lips, she's got that huge upper lip that looks very sensual and sexy. It's colored in with lipstick.
Now, when did you see her naked?
I mean her on her face, Opie.
Why? I thought it was
again. You could see, like, she has normal-sized lips, and she draws them in kind of big. I just think that's astonishing.
Record of the year.
As we move along.
And record of the year.
Yes.
The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica. Are they going to play that up again tonight? Where they hate each other.
Oh, that's so captivating when they do that.
Record of the year is going to be My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion. Oh. Song of the Year. What's the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year? I never got that.
Well, Opie, the record is the record. The song would be like the song. I don't know.
Well, yeah. She's going to win for that as well.
A songwriter's category. Oh, okay. The record is for who did it. And the Song of the Year is the writer.
Okay.
Okay.
Best new artist. Ooh, Backstreet Boys. Ugh.
Ugh. How come there's these incarnations of these, like, wussy guy bands? Every few years, a new one pops up that just... Do you get that? Can you listen to a minute of that?
Oh, yeah, I can, Anthony.
While
I'm in the bathroom at the glory hole.
And it's like vocal calisthenics they're doing during the whole thing.
You are the one that I...
It's like, it's just crap.
They all got dressed alike. They got the cute little dance steps.
Girls are all screaming. And
they think they're happening. Yeah, they're happening now, but their 15 minutes of fame runs out, you know, in the year 2000.
Yeah.
They get a year of fame out of that.
Yeah, it was like the Menudo factor.
Best female pop vocal performance. I don't know. I just don't care this year.
Yeah, this is really a... Well, I'll watch it just to see Rosie host. I'm sure it'll be so funny. Right? Right, Opie?
Right.
I saw him reinforcing the stage. those steel I-beams across it.
Where's the polka thing?
You should see.
Here it is. Here.
They got the song they're going to play when she comes out, too.
Best polka album, Anthony.
Oh, polka.
Polka Party with Brave Combo, Push It to the Limit, Memories, Let the Sun Shine In, or Dance With Me.
Who cares?
Grammys.
All right. Well, there's your little Grammy wrap-up, I guess.
Johnny Rotten's doing the live Grammy preview show right now. I just went to commercial, but we got to check that out as well.
Is he going to punch the Backstreet Boys in the face?
That would be nice.
That's how I would say, you bloody twit! Just like punch them all in the face.
You're a bunch of wankers, aren't you? Come here, you bleeding slobs.
And just like start, maybe puke on one.
I'm gonna puke all over you.
That's the Johnny we know.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right, want to take a quick break?
Can't you almost see Leonardo dipping below the water? I see. Oh, why couldn't he just climb up on the board? If only you could have gotten on, he'd still be alive. They'd made a lovely couple.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
I got to drastically change the subject because I wanted to bring this up earlier.
Yes.
You know the new Kevin Costner movie?
Yeah. With Message in a Bottle or something.
With what's her name?
You've got Message.
Huh? What the hell is her name? I forgot. Sean Penn. Sean Penn writes.
Right. Robin Wright.
Robin Wright Penn. Yeah.
I gotta do this.
What? Uh-oh. Why? I get so scared when he says that, man.
Kevin Costner dies at the end of the movie.
Ouch! Why did you say that?
I just want to wreck the movie for some people. I just like surprising people with the endings of movies.
Does anyone care, even?
Well, yeah, I bet you if we went to the film.
You just wrecked the movie. Kevin Costner dies at the end of his new movie?
Yeah, saving like that.
How cool is that, man? Someone out there is pissed off.
Well,
I wasn't going to see it. It kind of looks like a chick flick.
I didn't see it myself, but I found out that Kevin Costner died at the end of the movie.
Wow.
See, now this is every guy's out. Now they don't have to go see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing it for their chick.
Yeah, oh. I'm trying to take care of the guys out there.
That's a great little feature we could have on a show.
Yeah.
Whenever a bad chick flick is there, we'll just tell the ending on the air so the guys don't have to go.
Right. The other sister, I don't know. Like,
she talks normal.
She goes, yeah. After they do page 152 in the Joy of Sex book, she's fine. This feels good. This is fantastic. Hey, this is great. Wow, I feel great.
The phones are going nuts. This probably pissed off listeners.
You think?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know who would be mad if...
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, guys, what's up, man?
What's up?
I'm bummed.
Why?
I'm supposed to go see that stupid movie with my wife tonight.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Well, now tell her you know the ending and you don't have to go. It looks stupid.
Whisper it in her ear just as you're getting the popcorn.
Thanks, keep it up, guys.
All right, man.
Bye.
Yeah, we gotta do that feature again.
It's ruin the chick flicks.
This is something I've always wanted to do, but I'll admit it, I'm just not brave enough to do it. I want to go in a theater, like Message in a Bottle. Okay? Just before the movie starts, you stand up in the front row with a bullhorn and go, I have an announcement to make. Kevin Costner dies in this movie you're about to see.
I'm booked to one of the exits.
Well, you got to make sure you know where the exits are, so.
Have a car waiting for you.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, Opie.
Yeah.
I'm really upset.
Why?
You ruined that for me, man.
Yeah. You cared?
Yeah, I was really psyched about going to see that movie.
Yeah, sure you were.
Now what am I going to do?
Stay home.
I'm going to go see that You Got Mail movie.
They hook up at the end.
Yeah, they hook up at the end.
Oh,
that's obvious.
Geez.
Like, you can't see that coming, though, you know?
Who wants to see Kevin Costner turned into such a movie fag?
Yeah, he is pretty bad.
You know, he had a couple of good ones, and then now everything...
That Waterworld was great.
Ah, Waterworld. Well, you know, the story kind of sucked on that one, but... I don't know. I kind of liked it. I kind of liked Waterworld.
You liked Waterworld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as far as the story goes. I mean, just I like, you know, the action was pretty good.
I like Dances with Wolves.
That was good.
Yeah.
No,
that's a good one.
No, it's funny. Dances with Wolves is one of those movies when you see it being played like on a Saturday.
Yeah.
The movie starts at 1 in TV Guide and it ends at 7.
Yeah.
Who's got the time to sit there for 6 hours to see that on TV?
Woke up, it was
all
still
day.
On.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, man.
Well, you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Lenny Kravitz, and Fly Away. It's Opie and Anthony and a bunch of lovely-looking ladies in the NEW studios.
Yeah, ladies, hi.
We have to behave now. We're all going to Caroline's.
Yes.
7:30 show with Stephen Lynch. We can't wait. So we got to get out of here on time today.
Yeah.
No,
be late.
No bonus show today. I'm sorry. That's 2 days in a row, no bonus show.
Oh, we're going to have to do an extra long one tomorrow.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We could definitely do that. All right. What else is there to say? There's a bunch of guys that want to go into the movie theater with the megaphone to wreck the ending of Message in the Bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
If they need a megaphone and a cell phone. A megaphone, yeah, and a cell phone.
Well, it's kind of, what I would suggest is you go with a buddy, you get a megaphone, get in the front row, of message in a bottle, get a tape recorder or something so you can tape the reaction, and just before the movie starts, right after the previews when it's really quiet, just tell everyone that Kevin Costner dies at the end of Message in a Bottle.
That would take some set of oof.
Well, you got to plan it out right. Got to know where the exit is and everything, and then get us that tape and we'll play it on the air.
Maybe you got to cut out the exit next to the screen, you know, down in front, because you sit right in front, and have a car waiting out there, because usually those are an exit right outside.
Right.
Have a car waiting with your buddy. So you
it would really
you scream the ending.
It would piss off a lot of people.
You jump in the car and leave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So, go for it, guys. Yeah. First one to send in the tape, we'll play it on the air. All right?
Sure.
All right, I guess we got to get out of here. A lot of people talking about the tarot pictures. They're no longer on the website because we got kicked off our third server.
I'm looking into a couple of things right now. I'm getting a server, and we'll put the pictures back up.
We just need a full service at this point because, I mean, we're going all out now. We want pictures on the website all the time.
We want to put pictures on. We want to put video on. We want to put audio on. And I don't want to have to worry about how many people are downloading this stuff.
Yeah, that's the problem. Too many people downloaded the pictures at Tara and got us kicked off this other server.
Well, things like Mindspring and Zoom, when they give you personal web space, but it's not meant for the type of traffic that we get.
We generate.
So we use up a month's worth of bandwidth in 2 days.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll pop these up. I'll find something.
We'll figure it out. So be patient if you're trying to get pics and it's not happening.
I found like WebJump, say unlimited bandwidth.
All right, we'll see what happens.
I'll try that.
Because we want to put a lot of the audio bits on the website so you guys could send them around for us.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, and video. Like I want the video from our Valentine's party.
Yeah, because we want to put some AVIs up.
I want to put AVIs up. I want to put, videos. Mm-hmm. Come on.
All right, we got to get out of here. We got to get down to Caroline's 7:30 show with Stephen Lynch.